is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here with Colin Means on the Sporting Rave Network. Go, baby!
This is Colin Means. How are you doing today?
I'm alright.
Alright, thanks for coming on the Sporting Rave podcast. Appreciate your time. But we'd start off talking about, obviously, the big game against Baltimore Charm coming up tomorrow on MTV2. So how are you preparing for the game?
Getting a lot of rest, actually. Getting my body resting, drinking a lot of water, dehydrated, and clearing my mind.
So do you watch any film, like in the NFL, and kind of study your opponent, like some, like in the NFL sometimes?
Yeah, I watch film, but I don't watch extensive LFL film. Like, I watch extensive NFL film.
Right. So I'm not sure if you've heard the Michael Vick comparisons, but I've seen a lot of people on Twitter and whatnot kind of compare you to Michael Vick, maybe the Michael Vick of the LFL. So do you think that's an accurate comparison of your game?
Mm-hmm. You can say I mimic his playing style.
Yeah, that's great. Kind of the doppelganger for the NFL, definitely represent him well.
Yeah. I mean honestly, and some of the things that I'm able to do, I don't actually plan it. It just happened. I don't know how it is from Jay. It just happened. I'd be in the Florida game and, things break down. And by the grace of God, I'm able to get out of trouble, with my feet or my arm. Blessed.
Right, that's the beauty of the game, is to be able to improvise like that and, you kind of stand out that way.
I'm one of those players that love the game so much, and I'm very competitive. So there's no telling what I may do,
Did you play any sports in college that might prepare you for that?
In college, I went to a junior college in West Palm Beach. I played basketball. Growing up, I was a big football star.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, I was the only girl that actually played with boys.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Definitely probably prepared you for this, I guess. Right.
What I'm supposed to do.
Right. And so I was reading this article on the blog called The Pulp about how Anonka Dixon could be the first female player in the NFL. So what do you think about that? Have you heard about that at all?
Oh yeah, I heard about it, and I was flattered, I was honored, of someone actually thinking that highly of me and my talent. And at the same time, the reality of, me being the first female in the NFL, I don't think the guys like that.
Yeah. Because then he goes on to talk about how you could be the answer to the Dolphins quarterback woes. I think this article was written, November 16th, 2010. So, he seemed to be pretty high on you and not as high on the other quarterbacks from the Dolphins.
Man, I'm a big fan of the Dolphins. That's my hometown. Hats off to Chad Henne and Chad Pimenton. I can't take nothing away from those guys. They have to be pretty good to even be in the NFL. And,
Right.
I'm flattered, like I said, but I have a league of my own.
Yeah, and definitely represent that league well. And he goes on to say that your arm is easily as strong as Chad Pennington's, and that you're obviously more quick and agile than Jamarcus Russell, so I guess that's kind of a great hybrid to think about.
I mean, like, it's crazy because I don't lift weights and none of that stuff. I just, you know, run, push-ups, like, just with agility, my own body strength. So, that's a big statement.
Yeah, you know, so... Yeah, that's great for the LFL, though, that, I mean, you're getting comparisons, you know, NFL players and saying, you know, you're on their level. So if people might not really think of the LFL as highly and maybe not as an actual real football league, then they see that and say, well, maybe this league's for real. So in that regard, it's definitely a plus. Right, and I actually talked to Mitch. He also came on the Splinery podcast probably a few weeks ago, and he said that this year the LFL players aren't getting paid, I guess due to budget reasons and stuff. So I guess that's, you know, he said you'll see these players going just as hard as they would if they were getting paid. So I guess you would say that's true as well. Right, and we'll get to Define Entertainment later. But I wanted to ask you about, you know, last year you played for the Miami Caliente, and that team folded, so now you're with the Orlando Fantasy. So how was that transition moving from city to city? So let me ask you about the Tampa and Miami brawl that broke out last year. Now, what happened with that? And how many other players from the Caliente joined you in Orlando?
Three other players. Right. I have everybody who are just, you know, we all actually come up together, and roommates when we're up there. It's a great situation for me.
And I heard another player from the Caliente went up to Las Vegas to join their team. I heard another player from Miami from last year, after the team folded, went to Las Vegas to join the team up there.
Oh, yeah, Terry Charlie.
Right.
I'm not sure if she's still with Vegas. I don't know what's going on with that, but I know Terry Charlie was in Vegas, and Ashley Hempstead was in Baltimore.
Right, and then, you know, you're talking about your career in music, so it's move on from football for a minute and talk about Define Entertainment, which you are the CEO, as proclaimed on Twitter. So tell me about Define Entertainment.
Well, Define Entertainment is my baby. It's my entertainment company. It's an independent company. It's been around for 7 years and going to rise.
All right, so what goes on at Define Entertainment? Like, I guess, you know, produce music and stuff, but what's kind of the claim to fame there?
It's a full-fledged production company. It's a full-fledged entertainment company, I'm sorry. I have 8 artists signed to my company, 2 producers. Right now we're working on 3 songs for En Vogue, which we're producing and writing. And we have a single out, Straight Out of Date, where we actually sampled the NWA Straight Out of Compton. Flipped it to Straight Out of Date, you know, to promote what goes on in our city and tell a little bit about ourselves. And that's pretty much a little introductory of Define Entertainment. That's like our coming out party. And it's doing very well. Like I say, we have 3 songs that we're working on for En Vogue, which that's real big, you know, for a new company to land a big placement like that. And there's more to come. My man, actually, he was the former vice president of RTA Urban Division, so he's on board. I'm just glad to be a part of some great things.
Is there a website that people can check out to check out Define Entertainment?
Yeah, you can log on to www.defineentertainment.com. Define is spelled D-E-F-Y-N-E. Spell out entertainment.
Right.
You can check out my music. You know, you can follow me on Twitter, Anonka Dixon. Anonkadixon.
So yeah, thanks for coming on today, Anonka. I had a great time. Definitely some great discussions. So thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck tomorrow, definitely. Big game.
Thanks.